Last night I had the schus to speak with one of the Gdolei Yisrael. I spoke with the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Chevron. It's one of the largest and the most popular yeshivas in the world. And the Rosh Hashiva, his name is Rav David Cohen Shlita. I was standing there speaking to him and I asked him, what can we say is the reason for this recent rash of attacks that are happening all over Eretz Yisrael? And the Rashiva, the Rashiva said to me, he said, we can't say what the reason is. No one can know what the reason is. And no one can claim to know what the reason is. But we could say that there has to be something that we take away from what's happening. In other words, we should all try to do something to improve ourselves. There's something that we should understand, that there's something that we should be learning from the situation, or we should be taking from the situation. And it's not just a question of because there's a situation when things are bad, therefore we have to try to be our best in order to avoid, chas v'shalom, any tragedy. It's more than that. What the Peleoyitz explains, and he says, when he speaks about tzoros, a kol tzoros shel otovei al adam, any tzora that it shouldn't come, roy liten leiv ulafashvesh b'maisav, a person should put his heart to it, and he should go through his actions, the way he acts. Ki halukim asa sheyiru lefanav. Why is Hashem doing this? And Hashem does this in order that we should fear Him. And Rabbi Yerucham explains, and he says, people think that because we have tzoros, that's why we have to daven. And he says it's not true. Because we have to daven, that's why we have tzoros. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fear Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for a connection and a relationship with us. And sometimes he's happy with the way that we do it without having to give us something, a little bit of a scare or a shake-up. But sometimes He's looking for more. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for more than that. So He does something, and that thing is in order to bring us close. So when we go through a situation where we're in a matzav of tzara, so then what's the right approach? The right approach is the person has to have a takeaway. There has to be something that a person says that I'm going to improve because of this, and not temporarily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Peleoyitz, Sholeach eiz tzara la'adam kidei sheyitein leiv lashuv. The purpose of the tzara is that in order that we should be able to focus and we should concentrate and think about ourselves, introspection, what is it something that I could do, that I could improve, that I could come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person does that, so then the tzara has accomplished already what it needs to accomplish. It's hit its mark and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can remove it. So what we're saying is that it's not just that when I'm in a situation where, you know, I'm afraid, so therefore I have to do something to avoid Midas Hadin. It's the other way around. The whole purpose is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a takeaway for us. He wants us to do something. It's an attitude where we're not just trying to escape the tzara, but rather we're trying to use the tzara. We're trying to take the tzara and to address what it is that has to be addressed under these situations. So in this type of matzav, we're in this type of situation which we are now, where Klal Yisrael is under duress. There's stress. What is the thing to do? It says Eliyoyitz that Klal Yisrael always has used the Koil Kol Yaakov. The Koil Kol Yaakov hu ha'oizer oisam be'es tzarosam. When a person uses the voice of Yaakov, that's what helps us in the Ace of Tzorah, in the times of need, in the times of stress. So we use, what does that mean? V'yeshnei minei koilois. Kol Torah v'kol Tfila, says the Peleoyitz. One is the Kol Torah, and the other is the Kol Tfila. Those are the two kolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The Kol Torah means that a person should be Oisek b'Torah. And the Kol Tfila is when a person should daven and say Tehillim, he says, and obviously to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two kolos, Kol Torah and Kol Tfila. So these two kolos, I think, are specifically addressing two different types of people. The Kol Torah is what we know is a person, a man, who is supposed to be the one who's being loimei Torah. That's his tafkid, a man's tachlis is to learn Torah. So that is what his Kol Torah that he has. When we speak about a Kol Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu himself was a Ishtam Yosef Ohalim, he's the one who learns Torah. And then there's the call of Tefillah. The call of Tefillah is the call of an Isha. We know that the Tefillahs of the Nashim Tzikaniyos were always the most powerful Tefillahs. The Tefillah of Chana that we spoke about when we were during the Yom Noraim is the Tefillah that was the most the most powerful Tefillah, where we learn all the halachas of Tefillah learn out from Chana. Because an Isha has a very special koyach of Tefillah, the koyach, the ability to daven. These two kaychas of Torah and Tefillah. Torah is, Tefillah, I'm sorry, is spelled with the letters Yud and He. The letters of Yud and He are in the word Tefillah. Torah has the letters Vav and He. Tefillah and Torah spell out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yud and He and Vav and He. That's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the two kaychas that we have. And to use them together, to fuse those two kaychas of Torah and Tefillah, if the men are mechazik in their limud HaTorah, if the men are more medaktik in their limud HaTorah, and if they extend themselves extra in their limud HaTorah, to make sure that they're learning, Torah is megin umatzil. Torah has the ability to protect. And being a part of a team of Torah, being a part of a family of Torah, being a part of a community of Torah, is itself a shmirah for us. And aside from that, the koyach of Tefillah, the koyach of the Noshim Tzikanias, to daven with a little extra kavana, to spend, to have a little extra a direction and intention when we're davening, when we're saying brachas in the morning, to spend a little extra time to daven, to say a few extra kapit lech tehillim, what the Pele Yoyitz writes in the Sefer. He writes that if a person would daven about the city that needs Rachmanis, and he davens Kitlach that have the Rosh HaTevis of that city, that's Ma'ir, a special Shmira on that city. If the Nashim Tzikaniyos would all daven with extra Kavana, and they would daven and put a little bit more, daven perhaps not only say more material, but rather daven a little bit more heartfelt. Think about the Tefillahs. Think about the fact that we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and have emunah that everything that's happening to us is not random. Everything that we're talking about is based on is predicated on the idea of emunah. It's understanding that this is not randomness. You know, this entire terror that we're speaking about, people are speaking about how they're just random attacks. But we realize that nothing happens in this world random. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really, everything is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's design. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really behind everything that's happening. And if a person has a munah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then when we daven, so then we understand we're davening to the person who is in control of everything. We daven to the being that's in control of everything. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we're really spilling out our hearts. Hashech al Hashem Yehovcha means that you're really just, you just throw everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person pours out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he unburdens himself. And there's a calm that a person has. And you realize, Hashem, we're in your hands. And there's really nothing that a person can do that is more, that is more liberating. It can make a person feel more free davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you realize, and you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is really up to you. Our lives, the fact that we wake up in the morning is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life. And we say Moed Ha'ani in the morning. And we realize it's a miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechazarta bin Nishmasi Bechemlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned to us our neshama. That itself is a miracle. So every day is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift. And every day is a miracle. If we realize that, so then, as we go through our days, we realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one who will control my destiny. You are the one who will control what happens in my life and where I go. And if we do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachamim. What does it mean when we ask Hashem for rachamim? So it's brought down, we say in the beginning of tefillah, in the beginning of davening, and Baruch She'omar, we say, Baruch She'omar v'hoya ha'olam baruch hu, and we go through all of the different baruchs. Now it's interesting, the baruch that we say is Baruch Merachim ala oretz, and then we say Baruch Merachim ala brias. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu having rachmanis. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanis? So it's brought down from the Avudraham and others that it says 10 times the word Baruch in this tefillah of Baruch She'amar. And at the same time, there's 10 mamorois which the world was created with. And each one is mechuvin to that. As we said, the Baruch She'amar starts, Baruch She'amar v'hoya ha'olam. We're speaking about the way Hashem created the world. So what does it mean, Baruch Merachim ala Oretz? What does that correlate to? When we speak about Baruch Merachim ala Briyos, Baruch Merachim ala Oretz, what correlates to that? So that's the Maimer, the fourth Maimer of Briyos Ha'olam, which is the Maimer of Yikavu Hamayim
mitachas l'shamayim v'seiroya haya bosha. Kodesh Baruch Hu said in the fourth mimer that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should gather together all of the water and we should be able to see the land. That's Baruch Merachim ala Oretz. What does that mean? A Kodesh Baruch Hu is revealing something that was there that was being covered. So we ask for a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis. That means a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want you to bring out some of the things that I have inside of me that I'd like to be able to use. I'd like to access certain strengths that I have. I'd like to access, I have inside of me talents which are untapped. And Rachmanis says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me use those talents. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that you have that there. There's something inside of you that's going to be able to emerge. Something great. Just like the land is covered with water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers the water in one place, and he brings out this beautiful land, so too, we have inside of us certain things that we could use. That is when we speak about Yikavu Amayim L'Mokom Echad. And we speak about that, and what happens? So that is what's ma'ayir. That's what it means, rachamim. So what am I saying? I'm saying that when we ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for rachamim, what we're really saying is, I have more to accomplish. I want to do something. I want to be better. I would like to be able to bring out talents and strengths in myself. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending us tzaras. And the purpose is because he wants to see something from us. There has to be a takeaway. There has to be something we're learning. We have to grow from this situation. And that's what's ma'ayir rachmanis. Rachmanis is miloshen rechem. Rav Huttner taught that Rachmanis is miloshen rechem. Rechem means a womb. A womb is something that gives birth to something new. There's a future. There's something bright. There's something that's going to come out here. There's something that we're going to grow from this situation. Our family is going to grow. And we as people have to grow. And when in doing that is looking at Tzara and realizing this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment we recognize that and we say to ourselves, okay, so Hashem wants something more from us. And a lot of times it has to come out of, you know, getting out of our comfort zone. It has to come a lot of times davening. It's hard to find time to daven. And even when we find time, it's hard to really be able to focus and concentrate on davening. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us. He's saying, I'm looking for you to be able to do more. That's what the Pelioit says. He says, the whole purpose of a tzara, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends it, ki alokim asa sheyiru milafanav. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us this. And then if we would all do that, if we would all dedicate ourselves and say, you know, I really want to improve. I'm looking to be a growing person. I don't want to stay where I am. Kvay Yisrael is an amatzev of golus. We don't want to stay here. The status quo is not something that we're happy with. If we were happy with the status quo before this whole thing started, this whole situation, then we were in the wrong place. We have to be looking for something to change. So it like changed in a direction which is very difficult for us. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, I have to orchestrate a change. So Kodesh Baruch Hu shakes us up. And we all got shooken up a little bit, and it's understandable that we should. But at the same time, what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do is to have bitachon. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to connect. And maybe we got a little distracted. And maybe we weren't so connected. Now we have to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I wake up in the morning, I realize that you're the one that gave me life. And my life is in your hands. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to take the necessary precautions, which we should all take, not to put ourselves into situations of dangers or places of danger, but once a person does that and takes the necessary precautions after that, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know that you are the one that gives life. I know that you love every single member of Klal Yisrael, and that you want us together to be able to come close to you. And I'm going to try to do my part. I'm going to try to encourage the members of my family to continue to learn, to encourage them to, in a positive way, that they should be able to also connect to you through tefillah, and I'm going to try to do my best to connect. To connect to you through Torah, I'm sorry, and I'm going to try to connect through tefillah, through davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through shifchi kamayim bech. Shifchi kamayim means I spill out my heart. I just let it all out. And sometimes when a person davens, it's not just about saying the words that are there in the siddur, but a person has the need very often to express themselves. And that is a form of tefillah. That is really the most natural tefillah. And nashim who daven, it's natural for them to express themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The best type of counsel that a person can get, the best type of therapy a person can do is when you go and just talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Chana did when she went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she spilled out her heart. We have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we really want to get close to you. And that's really our purpose in our life, and that's really what we want more than anything else. And all the other things that are distracting us, we have to prioritize. Now is the time for us to really prioritize in what we understand is important.
and to realize and to express to Hashem that what we really want more than anything else is to be able to establish a relationship and to really be able to connect with our ruchnias and to feel that we are the Am Hashem and to be worthy of that title and that zchus beis Hashem. We should be zoicha. Like we say, Moch Hashem dima me'al kol ponim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should wipe away all the tears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all the strength that we should be able to withstand these difficult situations. We should be able to live with Simchas HaChaim, appreciate every moment, to be able to be mechazik each other, to give each other encouragement and strength, and we should be able to enjoy the opportunity that we have to be here. It's a special opportunity to be in Klal Yisrael, to be in Eretz Yisrael and in Esav Tzara. I've been through, since the Gulf War, through many different situations here in Eretz Yisrael, and it's such a schus to be here, to be the ones who are, in a certain way, we're on the front lines, but that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're the people who are really there, the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking directly to us, and we, Beis Hashem, will be able to rise to that occasion, and we're going to talk back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to run away, Beis Hashem, we're going to strengthen ourselves. And we're going to be able to be the ones that are going to help to affect the change that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. A revolution that's going to come about, a spiritual revolution, a reawakening, a reconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that zchus will be zoicha. Not only that this tzara is going to disappear, but more than that, in that zchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a change for the better, where we're going to be zoicha that all of our enemies will disappear. They will leave this land. We'll live here. B'shalom, b'sheket, b'shalva. We'll be able to live here in peace and harmony, together with our entire families. We'll be zeichet to be here. To be zeichet to witness binyan beis hamikdash. We'll zeichet to witness the gula shleima. We'll be here. We'll be with the ones that are going to be able to be makabel Mashiach tzekenu. We're going to be the ones who are going to be able to greet Mashiach. You know, there's people that are going to come to Eretz Yisrael after Mashiach has already arrived, and they're going to join the party, but we're the ones that are going to be the hosts. And Beis Hashem and Schus of Archizuk, we should be Zoicha, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Hera, the Amenu.